Moving on to audio generation in r/SunoAI, and the biggest buzz is definitely around copyright detection. Users are sharing intricate workarounds because standard uploading of source material still triggers the system. The consensus suggests that playing your music live from another device into a microphone might be effective because it introduces enough digital degradation to break the specific audio fingerprinting algorithms. There's also a lot of community interaction going on, with users participating in fun genre challenges meant to push their creative boundaries outside of their comfort zone. For those creating content for social media, there's strong advice about utilizing external video creation tools like Freebeat 2. Zero and Mvland, which are helping Suno creators move beyond static image posts and create professional visualizers. In the world of web development and search engine optimization in r/tech SEO, the conversation is centered on long-term strategy. A major takeaway for SEO professionals was a warning against rapid changes to your site structure or content. One highly detailed comment used the analogy of making stew. You need time for new ingredients and updates to simmer and allow the flavors to permeate. The message here is that while throwing out constant, massive amounts of new keyword-stuffed content might feel proactive, it can actually slow down the AI's ability to correctly categorize and rank your information over time. On a more technical front, users also debated site architecture, confirming that large sites are generally fine implementing conditional or section-specific menu bars. Finally, checking in on video generation over in r/VEO3. Creators are running into prompts that used to work no longer cooperating consistently across different model iterations, like Light or Omni Flash. The overall trend is a need for more advanced prompting techniques just to maintain visual style and consistency between shots. Additionally, the subreddit saw some reports of platform instability, with users noting when video assets have completely disappeared from cloud services like Google Flow.